Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, time to land the plane. Final segments of the Daily Tip here on a Wednesday. Chelsea Messenger here with Denton Day, filling in for Jenks. Denton, inside you are two wolves. One that says, go ahead, make that bet based on your gut feeling. Or the other one's like, hey, maybe do one that's backed by research and science and numbers. And I am battling with that wolf right now because I'm looking at some of these bets and like my gut feeling is like, just go with the Knicks. The Knicks are an absolute wagon right now. And the Magic feels like the market's been too hot on them. But it almost feels like too simplistic. Like when you see something, like for your first glance at looking in the slate, you're like, that feels too easy. Because listen, they have these big shiny hotels and casinos in the desert for a reason. Built on the backs of bets that looked too easy. So do you wrestle with this? Like when you look at a bet and you're like, that feels too easy. Maybe I should go with something else instead.
As I have matured in my gambling, yes. You know, I used to be, you remember from the, you remember that meme of the Olympics where there was the shooting in the Olympics and there was the one competitor that was bending their body in all of these weird contorted angles because that was the correct thing to do. And then there was like this Eastern European guy that was literally just standing with one hand in his pocket at target shooting in the Olympics. That feels like what your battle is right now. Do I do the research and contort my body in all of these weird ways to get the best angle and velocity or all these things? Or do I just run it? Trust my gut. Hand in the pocket, pop that thing sideways and fire it off.
Well, sometimes it almost feels like that is the better way. Like we do Teaser Tuesday every week. And like some of that for me is like, okay, I look at the slate and like instantly who pops off the screen to me? Because like teasers, you get a little wiggle room because obviously you get 6 points in your favor. And like last week, I should have played all three just on the normal spread. And if I would have parlayed them, that would have been a nice payday. So sometimes I do think, especially like later in the season, I'm not saying this about the NBA because I don't know how good my gut instincts are this early in the season. But like sometimes if you've been watching a sport for a while, like this is how I felt handicapping the World Series, where you can look at all these numbers for the regular season. And honestly, it feels like they don't even matter that much. You know, a lot of it is the eye test when it comes to later in the year and especially in the postseason.
Yeah, I'm in that same boat. I just looked at some of the numbers on BetMGM with your Knicks play in particular. There's a lot of public on the Knicks. Like a lot of public.
I mean, the public's not always wrong though. And like Right. Here's the thing. It's 8:44 a.m. Eastern time. Like, I understand you're saying, like, the public, but, like, how much of the casual betting public already has their bets in right now? Because, like, the Knicks just played a game last night. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if the public splits were like this an hour before tip-off, I think it would be more casual bettors. But do you get, like, the point that I'm trying to make?
I do.
This is more people that are probably betting every day.
But don't you feel like with the Knicks, that always is going to get a little... Like, I don't know that there's going to be another, you know, millions of people betting the Magic. I think everyone loves the Knicks. So because they're such a highly sought-after team, or a highly...
They're a big market team.
A big market team. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, but they're also a good team. Like, and that's the thing. It's like, I've seen that meme of, like, the bell curve where it's, like, some really stupid person, and then, like, the middle is, like, the dumbest logic of them all. And then, like, the dumb person and, like, the really smart person have the same thought. It's like betting on, like, Patrick Mahomes. Remember when, like, every idiot in town was like, don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. But even, like, the smartest people said this as well. So, like, that's how I feel about, like, some of the good teams in the NBA where, like, even the dumb person who hasn't done any research is like, oh, the Thunder are a good team. But even people who follow the NBA are like, yeah, the Thunder is an absolute wagon. So I think that's where I've come to the conclusion where I do think the Knicks are the play tonight. So, like, not to tease my best bet, but do you get, like, the curve that I'm trying to illustrate?
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. I went up and got my coffee during the break. They didn't have any of the creamer that I was looking for.
That powder creamer?
No, not like, the powder creamer. I'm an adult.
Have higher standards.
Creamer. No, the cups. They have the little cups. I need the cup of creamer. Okay. So I have cane sugar in my coffee for today.
We're talking about grainy?
It's well mixed. I shook it up. And there's like a pump. There's a pump of syrup in there, too. Look at me. I know what pumps of syrup are. Coffee guy.
Ooh, right, what flavor?
Ooh, this is maple bourbon pecan. It's one of my favorites.
Fancy.
It's fall, baby.
Even though half
you know
the time,
I
feel like they put like a bunch of flavors, and it's like, you should have just said maple. Like, you know when they like put on the package, they're like, extra ripe strawberry. And you're like, just say strawberry.
Like, just say strawberry.
Just say red.
Like, who knows, like, what an extra ripe tastes like? Yeah.
Purple. Like, but they try to church it up all the time. I'm like, all right, vine-ripened tomato. I'm like, okay, let's not try to church it up. This was not a vine-ripened tomato. It's
right,
tomato.
Just say tomato.
Yeah, all right. Anyways, those complaints aside, it's time now for our best bets of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Time to place your bets.
All right, then, since you are the guest host, You get to bat leadoff. What are you betting on today?
So we are going to continue my streak of being 3-0 on the program. So I got three bets, all of them coming in the NBA. I did not play your Knicks, so I decided to shy away from that. But instead, I went with the Bucks laying 5.5 against the Hornets. The Hornets, I don't think, are a very good team, but I actually really like Milwaukee. You know, I'm a big fan of Giannis, and if they're laying 5.5, I'm going to trust Milwaukee in this spot. I just don't know that the Hornets have anybody that will be able to slow down the offense of the Bucks. So I'm going to lay 5.5. I don't love that I'm laying that number on the road for Milwaukee, but I'm gonna trust my gut here, and I'm going to lay Milwaukee 5.5.
I feel like a good strategy is to bet like all of the favorite teams of my household. So the Titans, the Panthers, because my husband's from Charlotte, and the Hornets. It's been a tough stretch. Like, I don't even think the Predators are good in hockey. Like, Vanderbilt's out. So, like, I get it. I totally get it. But I know Jake loves the Hornets as well. So we watch it whenever they're on. But it's been tough times. You'd think when, like, Michael Jordan was, like, the owner or whatever for, like, the last few years that they could get, I don't know, some big-name free agents. Has not been the case.
Nothing.
Tough sledding for Charlotte sports fans as of late. All right, as for me, I just kicked my light. Best bet of the day is going to be the New York Knicks. I've settled on it. I don't care if it's a public bet because the Knicks have been an absolute wagon. 5 straight wins, 5 straight covers, even when we've had some of these big numbers, laying 10 last night against the Grizzlies. Tonight, the Magic are in town. I understand it's a back-to-back, but this is a tough New York team, and Jalen Brunson is playing on another level. The Knicks, a perfect 7-0 at home this year. Meanwhile, you look at Orlando and a team that it feels like the market has never been high on the Magic, but it's also been too high this year. So, like, they're not a blue-blood team where it's like the market has oversold them. But, like, we've already given them too much credit as favorites this year. They're 5-6, 5-6 overall. They have not been underdogs in a single game this year. So even those wins you look at, they've been against some of these bad cellar-dweller teams. In the NBA, the Knicks' offense continues to absolutely roll. I'm not sure if the Magic can keep up. So stylistically, this is a really tough matchup for a Magic team that kind of prides itself on low-scoring defensive affairs. Meanwhile, the Knicks have scored at least 119 points in 5 straight games. They scored 133 last night. So I think it's just a bad matchup for the Magic. So let's lay the 3.5 with the Knicks and hope that the Knicks continue to roll. Denton, I don't care if it's a public play. I'm playing it.
Hey, you're sticking to it. I like it. I respect it. I got two more. I'm going to get Alex Sarr 10-plus rebounds tonight. Wizards taking on the Rockets. I thought about playing the line, but I'm not playing 16.5 because that's a massive line to play in favor of the Rockets, but I don't trust the Wizards enough to cover the 16.5. And that is why it led me to the Alex Sarr thing. General rule of thumb, if you think a basketball team is not very good, why are they not very good? They can't make a lot of shots. So I'm going to take the best rebounder to get over 10-plus rebounds. So Wizards can't make shots. Their best rebounder is very good at rebounding. I'm going to take him 10-plus. It's plus 240, which is kind of crazy. I mean, he's been a double-double machine this year for Washington, so I feel pretty good about that number. So I'm taking Alex Sarr on that. And then game of the night tonight, Chelsea, is Warriors and Spurs. This one's going to be, I think, awesome. It's like an 8-10 tip-off. I'm taking Victor Wembanyama over 40.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I get it at minus 110. I think he's going to have a really strong performance. I think he gets up to play Draymond Green. We know Draymond Green gets up to play him. I think Victor Wembanyama is going to get up to play Draymond Green. And earlier this week, he hit a game-winning dagger three at the top of the key. That doesn't even sound fair, honestly. But I'm riding Wemby, so I'm taking Wemby over 40.5 points, rebounds, assists.
Yeah, to be fair, I think he just stays up. He's like 7'5", yeah. So I don't think he has to get up to play anybody. He just lives in the clouds. It's fine. But I think that there are a lot of people that complain about the NBA and they say, everybody's hurt and it's rigged. If you watch one player, watch Wemby. Like, it just feels like you're watching something that should not be on this planet. Like, there's a reason his nickname is the alien. Just the handles of somebody that tall, because we'll see guys this tall in college basketball sometimes, and they don't even play that much because it just feels like they're not very coordinated. So then you go to the opposite end of the spectrum. You have Wemby, who literally has handles and shoots like KD. It's absolutely bananas.
It's insane. His coordination, because you're right. How many times, my favorite thing is like So I used to ref basketball when I was in high school, and I'd ref, like, you know, fifth and sixth grade games. And there are some kids that are super tall for fifth and sixth grade, but they just have no control of their body, and they just look like Bambi out there. The fact that Wemby is just super, super silly at everything, and then also like 7 foot three, he's a literal cheat code.
Well, he also seems to have a good head on his shoulders too. Like, he is spending his off season like with the monks, and he's like doing all this like mental training. So it's like the perfect, you know, recipe for somebody who feels like he is going to be a staple in the NBA for a long time. So I'm a big fan of Wemby. I will put it past him that he had that dust up with Britney Spears a while back. We don't hold that against you, King. Britney feels like she's a little volatile these days. All right, that's going to do it for us here on The Daily Tip. For me, for Den, for the entire crew, go out and have a great Wednesday, and best of luck with all your bets. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.